This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just wanted to take the time to say thank you to Judah and Sam on this side of the glass here in the state of Minnesota. And GCN, thank you for doing such a good job down there in the cities in Burnsville. We appreciate you very much. Also wanted to say thank you to the 121 cities that have made us the number one and number two show nationwide during the week and during the weekend. I guess we're contending constantly with that of Alex Jones. We should be kicking his behind, shouldn't we, friends? We're on the right track. We will be. I remember when we first got onto GCN, probably 10, 11, 12, 13 years ago now. I can't remember exactly. But we were invited over from Salmon Communications after 13 years. And they used to have the gauge where you could actually, you know, see how many people, percentage-wise, 0 to 100% compared to the next show. And we were number one show, 68% over the top of anybody else. And I was just like, whoa, people are just hungry for the truth. And the Bible says those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. And I guess there's a lot of hungry people out there. Listen, I'm just as hungry as you are. And it's my prayer life. Lord, you said those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. And in Jesus' name, we wait upon the Holy Ghost to teach us, to guide us into all truth, and to give us perfect knowledge of every given circumstance and opportunity that's before us, quickening us by the Holy Ghost to be about the work of your hands as you do continuously order our steps and establish our thoughts. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, and that you manifest yourself through the anointing and the double portion to break the yoke of bondage over all of us, that we might see Isaiah 10:27, turning us from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting God the repentance. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, and we just thank you, Holy Ghost, that you continuously sprinkle clean water upon us, Ezekiel 36, and cleansing us and from all of our filthiness, from all of our idols, and that you give unto us that new heart that we might know you, and that new spirit that we might keep your judgments to keep and to do them. And the church said, amen. Now, folks, I wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on to YouTube, you can watch us live at any given time. YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. Also, 13 articles kicked out every day. I'm going to hit a majority of those today with the topic. And the topic today is going to be the history of tyrants attacking stripped people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. That is the history of tyrants, friends. That is the history of tyrants. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com if you'd like to. Go to YouTube, click on, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. If you want to call in and you're driving, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, let's do this because I've got so much content, and I have you for the next 2 hours. Let's just kick it off from the very get-go, again, because we have so much content. And this way, I don't have to rush everything through during the last 5 minutes. And those that listen to me on a daily basis, you know it exactly what I mean, and I mean not to do that, just for the record. Webster's 1828 Dictionary, tyranny, the exercise of power over subjects and others with rigor not authorized by law or justice. Listen carefully. The definition of tyranny, Webster's 1828 Dictionary, the exercise of power over subjects and others with rigor not authorized by law. Not authorized by law. It's important that you understand that. Not authorized by law or justice, or not requisite for the purpose of government. The purpose of government, friends, is to maintain order, right? To restrain men from sin, from violating God's moral law, because that's how our government is established, on common law. And it's to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. That is the purpose of government. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. The thousands of tentacles that you see coming out of federal government and state government today, it's unlawful. Again, let me remind you, they never received the delegated authority to do the things that they're doing today. But they're doing it off the ignorance of the American people. That's why they're called subjects, right? Wasn't it Edmund Burke that rightly said that kings will be tyrants through policy? When subjects are rebels from principles. That's right. Right? The Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Therein lies the problem. And the only reason you don't have the knowledge in this country, friends, is because you probably don't want it, or you have never been subjected to it, or you don't have a clue as to how to get it. It's in every hotel room. It's in practically every home in this country. It's called the Word of God. If you want the Constitution, it's easy to find. Go online. Go onto your URL. It's super easy to find. Just go to your founding documents. Okay? Now listen, friends, over the last 6 weeks, as you well know, the American people and people on a worldwide scale, well, we've all been inundated with the constant threat of sickness, and it doesn't stop there. They have to push it to death, right? From a virus called the coronavirus or the COVID-19. Now, folks, as you well know, the narrative has been driven relentlessly by that of this administration. Listen to me carefully. The narrative has been driven relentlessly by that of this administration, okay? And it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, how many people are going after Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the coronavirus task force that is pushing forth the vaccinations on the behalf and behest of that of Bill Gates, but nobody's pointing their finger at the responsible party, namely the President of the United States of America, that is driving the narrative on the behalf of special interest groups. You should have no fear of Bill Gates. You should have no fear of Anthony Fauci, friends, because, again, we're ruled by law. See, the problem is people in this country understand that we're beyond that. We're not ruled by law. We're ruled by arbitrary governments. We're ruled by authoritarian governments. Totalitarianism, a government by force. See, that's why people are up in arms today. Let me put that into perspective and being a bit of an encouragement for you today. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said this. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is that what people are afraid of today? Yep. But when the government fears the people, you have what? Liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. We have to put that into perspective again, because government is an extension of who we are. The history of tyrants attack and strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Two 9933. Just had some friends. No, the line is not dead. The lines are wide open, brother. 1-866-582-9933. The lines are wide open. They are live lines. I can see everything going on from here. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about the history of tyrants. Attack and strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. This is the history of dictatorships. This is the history that we need to learn from. The fourth president of the United States of America. Who was he? The father of our Constitution. James Madison. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, first after September 11th, it was fighting a foreign enemy. We found out who the enemy was. As we can see today, it's we the people. Okay. Now we're fighting an invisible enemy, right? And by the way, Donald Trump, for those that didn't hear this, he actually said that he was a wartime president, just like every other, every one of them, friends. They all call themselves wartime presidents. For some reason or another, they must gain accolade or the praise of men from that for somehow, and how, I know not, but they do. And but it's interesting, friends, that this, again, is the history of tyranny. What they do is they attack and then they strip the people of their God-given rights, and it's all played under the false pretenses of playing their savior. Is that what's happening today? I just got done sharing with you, friends, that the American people and people on a worldwide scale have been inundated with the constant threat of sickness and possible death from a virus called the coronavirus or the COVID-19. Now listen carefully. This narrative has been driven relentlessly by that of this administration. Okay, I'm not stuck. I'm not a broken record. I'm not skipping here, friends. I want to make sure that you hear what I'm telling you. Remember when the Lord said to Moses, Abraham, Samuel, men need to be told things twice. And that's why I'm saying things twice. This narrative of COVID-19 has been driven relentlessly by that of this administration, as well as by the mainstream media spin doctors in unison. Regardless of the facts, regardless of the inconsistencies, and regardless of the blatant lies that they have been caught in, they continuously drive the narrative. See, that's what you have to do with the lie. You have to continuously prop up the lie. With the truth, you don't have to do that. See, like Augustine said, the truth is like a lion. Just let it loose. It will take care of itself. That's not what happens when men prop up an agenda, namely when it comes to propaganda. Listen to this, just to show you how the two correlate. Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda, again under Adolf Hitler, said this. He said, the most brilliant technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. In other words, keep inundating them with the same message. Keep telling them the same thing over and over and over again. Be relentless about it, regardless of its inconsistencies, regardless of its lies, regardless of the facts. Just keep pushing the lie on the people. Who would know better than Joseph Goebbels, minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler? Nobody. He said again, the most brilliant technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Is that what's happening during every break, friends? Yeah, what are they talking about? The coronavirus, or COVID-19. Talking about all these deaths, friends. Regardless of what we've been told by doctors, that this is a hoax. Regardless of the uprising of doctors on a global scale, trying to awaken the people concerning the hoax that's going on right now. Regardless of the Senate calling it for what it is, regardless of the governors in the United States of America that are saying that we are not going along to get along because it's not our job to do what the federal government and the spin doctors and the media's useful idiots are doing to the American people today. They can identify tyranny, friends. Regardless of what the facts are, friends, they just keep pushing the same lie over and over and over again. And why do you think they're doing that? Well, guess what, friends? We'll come back full circle. What's it all about? Just what I said it was about. What's the pill and all the scam? We're going to see when it comes to vaccinations. Guess what? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com today. Bill Gates continues the scam, pushes immunity passports, and tech-enabled surveillance state. That's what this is all about. And we know who Bill Gates is, right? And we know who his daddy is. You know, he wants to save the world, but he's the one that wants to depopulate the world because he says it's overpopulated. I'll tell you what. How about you first, Billy? How about you first, you and your family, Billy? How about you get vaccinated? Folks, it's better to obey God than man. Read Leviticus 19:19 when you get a moment. I got Thomas calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, brother? I figured out the sequence now.
Oh, okay.
I talked to you a few weeks ago. I was a staunch Trump supporter, and I hated you for a while because you laid out facts through the gospel. And you remember that?
I don't listen. I got 122 radio stations. Yeah, so forgive me.
Nonetheless, I mean, dude, I could talk to you for 24 hours a day for months on end, but I want to be real poignant here. I am asking you for advice. Okay, I'm a man of action. I was 18, long story short, I signed up for the Marine Corps because of 9/11, which now I know to be a lie. I made it to a special operations community. At time of war, I volunteered for the front line. Okay? I wasn't drafted. I wanted to go. People were bombing my buildings and my nation. I'm a man of action, and I am coming unglued, brother. And I cannot go to church. I'm in Tennessee, and I'm a Presbyterian, which is, this is air quotes, one of the last Orthodox denominations, and they're folding. I bring this up because I go to the extracurricular history and this and that, and I have brought up several times dealing with the homosexuals, with the was it Relive or Relive or whatever, the homosexual pastor, and now we're having, and I brought it up, and like I'm like you, dude. I don't want to, or what do you say? You want to rock the boat? You're rock. Yeah, I mean, I don't come into a room trying to rock the boat, but it doesn't scare me. But dude, I'm coming unglued here, man, and I need your biblical, like, legit. I don't know what to do, because I don't want to be disobedient and not gather with the saints. I definitely am not going to just take up arms and start popping off rounds, because that's unbiblical.
Yep.
Oath Keepers, I was just telling my dad, I'm going to join Oath Keepers, and I listened to Tim earlier, was talking about even him backing down. And I don't, where do I go? Do I start a church? I don't know any church around here. What do I do?
Here's the thing.
But I'm a leader.
No.
I was in leadership,
but
you got to be sane about this.
Yeah. Well, you said a lot of things. We want reformation. We don't want revolution, right? That's what
exactly.
we want.
Exactly. But I'm
okay.
coming on food here.
Yep. So going over to Oath Keepers, it's interesting that you brought that up, because about a week and a half ago we brought that up and asked the question, where are the Oath Keepers anyways? One time, Tom, I was in my office in Minnesota here, and a guy started walking through our office, and he was being guided, like giving a little tour, and sure enough it was Stuart Rhodes. And that's how I met him, is he came down to our office. But it's interesting that over the years I never ever see him out there, and we are out there constantly. And after this took place concerning this whole virus hoax, which I believe it is, we haven't heard a peep from these guys concerning, you know, what's taking place. We're seeing all these constitutional violations coming from the police, from the governors, from the president, from the mayors, you name it. They're violating the Constitution. And, of course, we're talking about the squeaky wheel here, okay? But with that said, I asked the question, where's Stuart today? Where are they? What are they doing? Well, I understand Chuck Baldwin just backed away because I guess there's a whole lot that needs to be done that's not being done, but that's all I can say for that. Now, let me get to the third thing I want to say. I can't tell you what you're supposed to do. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, only the Lord can tell them what they're supposed to do. The Bible says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. So don't ever ask a man what God is supposed to tell you what you're supposed to do, because he's the one that's going to have to do it.
I disagree with you on that point. I'm asking for an older man. I'm 30, pushing 35. I'm asking for an older man with more experience. I can't find a church. I have gone to several churches, and it's either the church I go to now, which is fantastic most of the time.
Let me hold you over, Thomas. Thomas, I got to take a quick hard break here. Let me hold you over. I'll answer you scripturally as to what I just said. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Treasury Department says more than half the people eligible for coronavirus relief payment have gotten their stimulus money so far, with 4 in 10 still waiting for a direct deposit or check. more than 88 million payments totaling $158 billion had gone out, according to the most recent data from the IRS, who expects to send out a total of over 150 million payments. A state-by-state breakdown released by the IRS shows that progress sending out the payments has been relatively consistent. Residents of California, that has the largest population, have gotten a total of 9.1 million payments worth nearly $16 billion. New York, which was the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has seen 5.5 million payments totaling about $9.4 billion. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News. Florida officials are considering adjusting the state's hurricane response plans to prepare for the possibility of an early storm season coinciding with the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Division of Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz said they're considering using hotel rooms instead of schools or mass shelters to allow people to continue social distancing. People there would be given masks and other protective gear while having their temperatures monitored. The director also said the state might want to talk about rideshare companies providing transportation to those facilities to avoid the problems that buses or shuttles would create. Texas has expanded its online interactive map of COVID-19 testing locations throughout the state to include mobile and walk-in locations, both public and private. A new search feature allows Texans to locate test collection sites near them and includes important details such as contact information and hours of operation for each location. More than 340 test collection sites are currently listed on the map. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got Thomas in Tennessee right now. Thomas, go ahead and just in a nutshell, ask the question again for those that just jumped onto the show.
I'm not that special. The way I think is not that unique. And I look to spiritual leadership, and I think the Presbyterian Church, which King George called the American Revolution, the Presbyterian Rebellion or uprising. So this is like the background I'm coming from. I'm seeing okay. The Presbyterian Church that I go to.
Okay, so here.
Go ahead.
Here. Let me just break it.
Where do I go? Where do I go? The Presbyterian Church was like the last oasis of truth. And
let me answer.
Okay. There's a lag here. We're getting lag.
I go to 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says that we're supposed to be of the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgment. That's in Christ Jesus. Okay, number one. I'm a preacher. It's my job to point my finger to Him. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I'm not here trying to create followers. It's my job to point to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Period. Men get in trouble because they ask, now, I know that there's a part in the body of Christ for exactly what you're talking about. But let me just prove the point here, okay? I know that people are told by men as to what they are, who they are, and I've seen more than not they've been wrong about the calls that they have made. If you're going to seek the flesh, oftentimes you're going to reap the curse. Now, let me bring it to this. You are talking about denominations, answering question two, okay? It says this, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, there is one body, there's one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and in you all. The problem that we're having in this country is we have thousands of denominations. Why? Because man gets in there and they pollute what the Spirit has taught us. Okay, so let's be careful of the denominations. It's the same thing in politics today. You have over 101 party affiliations. Why? Because they don't like the law. They hate the law. See, they hate Moses. They want Aaron to tell them, these be our gods, prosperity, the golden calf. Tell the people what they want to hear. Itch their itching ears, so on and so forth. Now, here's my other point. When you go to Galatians, it says this, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who has raised him up from the dead. Okay? Then he says, who gave himself for our sins, verse 4, Galatians 1, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, deliver us, right, according to the will of God and our Father. Then he says, in verse 6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ under the gospel. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. This is what he said. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of God. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then Paul comes up and he goes down just a little bit, Tom, in the book of Galatians, chapter 1. And what does it say? He said in verse 17, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me. Why didn't he go to those that went before him? When you have a real, distinct, clear call of God, what he puts into you, no man or devil can take it out of you. If a man talks you into something, a man can talk you out of it. So for me to sit there and give you my advice, here's my advice. Follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. I stay in the Word all the time. I pray. Last night I'm calling my friends all over the country, those that needed prayer, and it was hot in the Holy Ghost. And as the Lord laid it on my heart, I'm on the phone and I'm praying for my friends and I'm praying for their situations, and we're believing God. So the point is I'm being led to do the things that I'm doing. And I want to say this, Thomas, as a check on what you do in life. 9 times out of 10, and I tell this to my wife, I tell this to my friends, there is not one thing that I'm doing right now that I would have chose to do. Everything that I'm doing right now is being led of the Spirit of God, because there's no way I could have gotten to the point of where I'm at right now without it being God's call. And I want to make clear that if a man can talk you into something, a man can talk you out of it. Therefore, I say this, my faith is found in him because he's the one that birthed the desires in my heart in the first place to answer when I asked. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I'm trying to say to you, beware of men if they're not pointing their finger to the Word of God. If they're prophesying over your life, be very careful of that, because there's a lot of people prophesying from their own deceived hearts, right? And we got to be careful of that as well. But for me, in my household, as we serve the Lord, we take it day by day, but I am constantly feeding on the bread of life. I am constantly studying, and I am constantly asking the Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And oftentimes, even before I get on the radio, I don't know where I'm going until I get on the radio. Like, I didn't know Thomas was going to call from Tennessee and ask me these questions. But I have to be prepared in season and out of season to give you the answers that you want. Jesus Christ, go to him, seek his face. The Bible promises that you will find him. If you don't have it, you have to ask for it. And when you ask, he promises that you will receive. Did that help?
Negative.
Is Thomas there? That didn't help you.
Man, man.
I remember one time I was out and I met a general of God, Thomas. I met a general of God one time, and I remember a youth pastor when I first got into the church, and I went out there, and I remember the youth pastor asking this older man that knew God. He didn't talk about him. He knew, and he was known of the Lord. And he asked this old man, he goes, "What does the Lord want me to do? What does the Lord want me to do?" I've never seen a sterner rebuke in all my life. He said, "Don't you ever ask a man what the Lord should have you do. You ask him, and he'll answer you." That's exactly right. And I say that with my hand on your shoulder, brother.
Oh, I know, but I got to bring up another scripture. And a wise man has many advisors, and I was just asking for advice, and you threw out a PhD-level, you know, presentation. And so you're kind of rebuking me for asking for your advice, and I pushed back. I'm asking you for some simple, applicable, something I can do. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. You're a fireman. You're good at what you do.
I can't
asking you for some advice because I'm trying to be wise.
I'm trying to warn you of men. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not in any sense of the word rebuking you. Amen. Amen.
You don't have to.
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Too many times you see people in the church that want control over other people in the church, and I don't like it at all. I had a friend that was an evangelical in Minneapolis here. If I said his name, everybody would know him. He's passed on now. But I remember one time him saying to me when I was out there doing high school assemblies, and nobody told me that because they weren't the author and the finisher of my faith. Jesus Christ was. And guess what? I had to overcome the mountains of those professors in the church that were telling me that I couldn't do it. He one time told me this, Thomas. He said, "Bradley, when I got away from the control of men," he said, "my ministry prospered." Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said this. He said, "I subject myself to no man's power, but we are to walk together in unity in the fear of the Lord." Yes, but I'm just trying to caution you more than anything, because every single time, and I can say this from my heart, and I can feel it even now, Thomas, every single time I put my eyes on man, the rug was pulled. And it was the greatest blessing the Lord has ever bestowed upon me, only to seek him, only to hold on to him, and nobody else in the way. And it's the hardest lesson to learn, because I grew up without a dad in the picture, and my mom was a workaholic. And it's not a feel sorry for Bradley Dean thing, but I'll tell you what, I know in whom I believe, because he's the one that answers me, and he is the author, and he's also the finisher of my faith. And rest assured, if you're his, no man's going to be able to pluck you out of that hand.
Well, Brad, if Trump asked you for some advice, would you tell him the same thing?
Oh, I absolutely would tell him.
Rightfully so. You've got.
Okay, so we're talking about three things now,
man.
Oh, I would. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, there's some people praying right now.
Man, of course not.
Okay. Thomas, to answer that question, I have to get back on topic, and I got Jeff calling from Maryland right now. I totally appreciate your phone call. You got it. You got it, man. This is what this is about right now. We got Jeff calling from Maryland. Am I right, Jeff, or am I wrong?
No, actually, it's Massachusetts. Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Oh! Love it out there, man. John Adams territory, brother.
well, that's it. And in a coronavirus hotspot, but I'll tell you what I'm more concerned about more than anything else in the world is that people are falling for all this hype very, very easily. Now the thing is, people with pre-existing conditions are getting ill over this. I mean, so not all hype, but the fact that people are just falling in line. I mean, if the government says shut everything down, people will say, "Sure, yes, master."
And yeah, too easy.
So,
yep.
Yeah, very, very easily. And these blue states are the worst offenders. I mean, Georgia is opening up its business for crying out loud. People don't realize business is the engine that fuels a society. If you shut down that engine, we will have worse things than the coronavirus. Now I have some simple solutions to fix this thing. Trump is doing one of those things right now. He's shutting the entire border down. He's not allowing any immigrants into this country whatsoever.
No. Hang on a second, Jeff. Hang on, because you got misinformation. I want to hold you over to the other side, okay? Hold on with me right now, because I want to pull you up on the other side of the break. We're talking to Jeff from Massachusetts right now, telling us what Donald Trump is doing, but I want to set that record straight, because as he shut down the borders to immigrants, the fact of the matter is refugees and essential workers are still permitted to be here. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, Thomas in Tennessee, I'd like to send you a comic book, a free comic book, if you're willing to go ahead and go back on live chat over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and give me a phone call and I'll get your address and I'll get one sent off to you. I can only give what I have. I can't give you what I don't have, people. That's Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. I'm not going to play the hypocrite and try to guide someone along as to the road or to a road that I've never been down myself. The very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's dangerous business to go outside of that. The Bible says that we're first to be partakers of the fruit. The Lord give us understanding in all things. Okay? Again, I just want to remind you, I cannot give you what I cannot, what I have not received. And I'm telling you, what I have received, that cup is overflowing every day, and I did not mean in any sense of the word to make it not as simple, as the word is, because the child is the model of heaven, not some intellectual giant that talks over the top of people's heads. That's not what we do here, and I hope that I'm not guilty of that today, Tom. I really am. Jeff, in Massachusetts, can you go ahead and tell us again? And I'm not going to pull you out, and I'm not going to knock you down. I'm just telling you the information that you just gave us just now is just inaccurate. But can you go ahead and make your point again, and then I'll come back, and I'll give you the actual information concerning these executive orders.
Oh, okay. I have to admit, you probably have more information than I do, so I'm going to listen to your side of the thought. But my thing is, Donald J. Trump, I think, is doing a really good thing by shutting down the border. And this is the information I got, the brief information I got. I have to confess that. But basically, Trump, I believe that Trump is shutting down the border not to allow anybody to come into this country, legal and illegal. But let me throw this out too, which is I believe that this coronavirus thing is a bioweapon from China used to disrupt our economy, like a jab in a boxing match. I believe that Red China has worse things for America, and this is just a light little jab.
Okay.
So
can I answer now?
Yeah,
okay, cool. Let me answer you with you on the phone. Okay. Who told you that? Who told you that there was an executive order on an immigration ban concerning the shutting down of the borders, stopping in illegals and the such from coming into the United States of America? Who told you that?
Well, it was something I watched on the news.
The next question I want to ask you, and again, I'm just having a casual conversation, Jeff.
Yes.
Do you believe the media?
No, I'm a critical thinker.
Okay, so you're a critical thinker. You don't believe the media, but you just told me what Donald Trump did and is doing through the media that you just said you don't believe. How does that work?
Well, I'm hoping he did this.
Oh my goodness. Jeff, can I say this, brother? I'm saying this with, listen, I'm holding your hand right now in all warmness, okay? I wish, listen to me, everybody, I wish what I was telling you wasn't true. I wish I was wrong about this administration. I hope that I would be wrong about this administration. But when I do what the Lord tells me to do, by judging the fruit on his branches, I can only come to one conclusion, my friend. And I can tell you this. The conclusion is I'm not wrong about what I'm telling you. Because I'm making reference first to the Word and then the Constitution. Okay? Let me go to this first. Okay? Trump's executive order immigration ban, did you know that it exempted refugees and essential workers? Question.
Are you kidding?
Okay? No, I'm not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, there's references all over. He even tweeted about it, okay? What he says and what he does are two different stories. Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, he's a credible attorney. He's got a credible outlet across the United States of America. Everybody knows who he is if you're involved and you're paying attention. He's got a good track record. He's a guy that's after righteousness and peace within the gate by establishing judgment. He's a good guy, Isaiah 51, verse 4. His outlet came out about a month and a week ago, and he shared with us that Donald Trump, the President of the United States, actually delegated three times more money to Muslim terror-tied organizations in the United States of America over that of Barack Hussein Obama. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, I can go...
But that doesn't make any sense. I mean, Trump's supposed to be a nationalist. He's supposed to be a right-winger. He's supposed to be one of us. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because the Bible says that Satan transforms his angels into what? He transforms them into the ministers of righteousness. Satan does, okay? And this is, again, what we're even talking about. We're talking about tyrants. Tell me a dictator that the world hated. Just tell me one that wasn't loved by its own people, that aided them, the tyrants, the dictators, to their own destruction. Tell me one dictator the people hated.
Well, I hate to say, but what you're saying is true. I mean, people did love Adolf Hitler.
Yes, they did.
People did love a lot of these communist dictators.
Yes, they did. You're right.
So there is truth to what you're saying. I hate to admit it, but I just came home from work and so forth. So on the part about the Trump travel, on the Trump illegal immigrant ban, you probably caught me flat-footed because I probably...
You're good, Jeff. You're good. Hey, man, listen. Hey, we don't know everything, right? And we're always learning. If we know everything, then we have not a need to learn. We always have to stay teachable. We always have to stay neat, because if we get outside of that box, we're going to get in trouble, no question. Thank you, my friend from Massachusetts. I totally appreciate that conversation. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Got another hour coming up. I wonder if I'm going to get to the topic here, right? The history of tyrants. What is the history of tyrants? First of all, just like our friend from Massachusetts just said, dictators were loved. They were. How many times have we explained to you that Adolf Hitler was helped to power, he was aided to power by the professed evangelicals that used to sing during praise and worship during church while the cattle cars were going by, where those that were being brought to extermination camps were crying out for help. You know what the evangelicals did? They just praised Jesus louder to drown out the voice of those that needed the help, just like the aborted babies are in this country today. Because the preachers in the pulpits, the hirelings, the whores that are there today, they refuse to preach out against the abominable act of murdering the innocent in the womb. And that, again, is just the tip of the iceberg. What about Joseph Stalin? Did you know that after he died, friends, they said they lost the father to their nation? Did you know that Mao Zedong, the man that was responsible for killing 20 to 40 to 60 million people, his own people, just like that of Stalin? Did you know that when he passed away, the grandchildren of those that were killed by Mao Zedong, they now literally praise Mao Zedong as if he is the god to the people in China? Just think about that. Hey, folks. What dictators and tyrants do is they just silence their political opposition is what they do. And they like what's going on today. They just keep using the media. They set their narrative and they keep driving and roughshodding right over the voice of opposition because they don't want you to know the truth of who they really are. But I want to tell you something, America. You know who you are. You know who this administration is. And after this first hour is up, I'm going to come back on the second hour, and I'm going to get to the fruit of what's taking place in this country, because it bewilders me to no end how everybody's wrong concerning this coronavirus, and no one's pointing their finger at the responsible party. I got a question for you. When did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Can somebody answer that? When did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? Why are the American people afraid of what Bill Gates is doing and Anthony Fauci's doing? Isn't it interesting that you have the coronavirus task force? They're all there aiding Bill Gates and mandatory vaccinations on a global scale. And we know who Bill Gates is. We know his daddy used to work with Planned Parenthood. And who did he work for? Margaret Sanger. And we know who just loved and adored Margaret Sanger. Adolf Hitler did. It just goes right back up to the chain. It goes right back to that Third Reich again, doesn't it? And now his son's being raised up. And he wants to help you, America. Billy Gates wants to help America. He wants to help all of you. He wants to get a vaccination that he was forecasting back in 2015. Oh, what a coincidence. Here we are. The one that Anthony Fauci was forecasting in 2017. We played the audio for you. Oh, wow, abracadabra, and now all of a sudden we're here. Does it fall back to the president back in the 30s, Roosevelt, when he said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned? You better know it was planned, America. You better know it was planned. But you better know who the one is that wants to make you better. He's also the one that wants to depopulate the planet. I didn't say it. Billy did. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back on the other side of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Right? Am I being facetious? Yeah, I am. Wake up, America. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour two, right on the other side.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.